Everybody and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm pleased. Can we stop with the jury has not made their decision before we can please do your best? Come on. Enough. Just tell the truth. We already have our minds made up and we'll skip this whole portion of the show.
I know.
Jack, I thought, Lauren wasn't in there anyway, but I thought because you had this whole Nora could win thing. And I was like, you know, and you texted, I was like, you know what? I think he.
Going by their answers, I'm like going, okay, Nora's in the mix and she's not getting a vote. I go, they had their votes the whole time. I go, stop with the please. Every season they do it. Yeah, whatever.
I feel like the producers or somebody must coach them all, right?
Yeah. But,
they pick someone to say something.
I don't know. All I know is I had my office Christmas party tonight. I called for an Uber. I was tracking the time. I took the one that would get me home at 7:57 p.m., left the party early for a Tommy win. Yay.
Not only that, but you left for like probably one of the like
most at the Angus Barn.
Lame final three, group of final three. So
one of my coworkers, I didn't realize this whole time, watched Survivor, and she told me that she only, I guess her fiance watches it or whatever, or I don't know. She's a new to the season, right? Or new to Survivor or whatever. And she was like, so what do you think about the Kelly thing? What do you think about the Dan thing? And I was like, you know, going through like, you know, some of the stuff that I've heard from people. And she's like, who do you think is going to win? And I was like, well, I want Janet to win and I'm going back home tonight. The only reason I am leaving this establishment, the Angus Barn, Jack's favorite restaurant in Raleigh, is because I want to go watch Janet win. And then, you know, she got voted out like 45 minutes later. Womp womp. But whatever. I guess the internet kept saying Tommy was going to win and maybe it was a winner's edit thing. I never saw the winner's edit, but whatever.
How does Nora not get a vote?
Yeah, that is interesting to me.
Not a vote. Not no. one.
Yeah.
They just didn't like her.
Yeah.
And that's what it came down to. It was a personality contest, and Tommy was the most personable, and he won. So, yeah. Whatever.
I guess. But honestly, if I was going to go with a personality contest, I don't know. I might have given it to Dean. Like, I feel like Dean, for all of his many, 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 many flaws and bouts of good luck. And maybe I'm just biased because I'm from Long Island and I'm like, oh my God, everybody is from Long Island.
How about his dad's do? That dad's mullet. I was like, oh, I've seen that once or twice on Long Island.
I thought that was Tommy's.
That was Tommy's. Yeah. Tommy's dad. Yeah. That's an outer.
I just, like I said, Dean waited too long to make his move.
Yeah, but I think also the Dean, he went with what he was working with, and he just got a lot of lucky breaks towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
Whereas those, you know, he was put in a position to get those lucky breaks because other people who were better players than him strung him along, like Kelly and Tommy at a point and whoever else. But like as we saw, I think that Dean took his $1 million loan from his daddy and made a $1 billion company with that. So good for him.
Hey, listen. I will say this, like, you know, Dean, I think he just charmed his way, you know, to the final three, whatever that's worth. But I'm with Janet here. There's no reason Dean's idol nullifier should have let him use it up to the final five.
It
should
have
been a one
that.
Off. I know, Jack, you've been saying it as well. But at
a certain point, the gimmicks need to stop and you need to let the players play.
And I think that they should all end at six.
And to be fair, though, Janet made the huge mistake, and she admits it. You never tell anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody, you have an idol. Anybody.
Well,
and it's a huge.
Him. She found it with him there, right? So.
No, she showed it to him.
She so showed
wasn't Tommy,
Tommy
there when she found it.
Yeah.
No. Well, he came walking up.
Yeah. So Elaine found, Janet found it. Tommy like came walking up and she told Tommy. And then.
So I think that it was a bit of a.
Dean saw it.
Yeah. I think if she found it alone, That
I don't think Tommy was that close. I think she could have. I don't think
she could have played it better for sure.
I think she could have played it better. Again, you don't let anybody know you have an idol that late in the game, and it came back to bite her.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to JP,
I do want to take a moment to say this is a live show. It is being broadcast live as we record it. And as such, our audience can give us.
Actually, we recorded this like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, right? We did.
we didn't want anybody to say anything they shouldn't say.
Unlike the finale tonight, this show is being broadcast live. And JP, who has a very nice headshot as his profile.
I believe here. That is his LinkedIn picture.
It looks like a LinkedIn picture.
I thought that was his prison picture.
But it looks like he used the background from his elementary school. right? It looks like an elementary school background.
How come I can't see anyone in the chat?
I don't know. Maybe because you're not the person.
No, I don't want to be.
I had it on the private chat.
But JP says, here's how she didn't get a vote. It's like when you're on a date and you lean in for a kiss goodnight, but the signals are crossed. You think she wants to kiss, but you don't. Then you give her your number. Whatever that. I don't know.
I don't know what JP's saying there. I think JP's drunk.
So what JP is saying is in his LinkedIn picture, he has.
Oh, it's his bar mitzvah
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, so is he this. Is happy. Years old. So good for you, JP.
JP, you haven't aged a day. Look at you.
Who knew that he looked 40 when he was 13? I know. It's okay. At least he still looks 40.
Honestly, I've been to a few bar mitzvahs, you know, being from Long Island.
Bat mitzvah? You know,
no, bat mitzvah and bar mitzvahs, it's different if you're a girl or a boy.
Oh, is it bat for a girl and bar mitzvah for a boy?
Well, I mean, I didn't know, but he said barf, so I'm assuming that he became a man, and that's the correct one, and bat must be to become a woman. But I have been to a couple of those on Long Island, and they are super fun. They are more fun than Sweet 16s, I'm just saying. They're like mini weddings. They are like
I've only been to Quinceañeras. I was actually the godfather at one. So
yeah
I kind of stared through that one. Down.
Let's just move on.
I will say I hope JP. Well, no, JP's a Jersey boy, but there's probably a few haircuts like Tommy in Jersey too. It's definitely an outer borough thing.
Oh yeah. That's the bridge and tunnel like blowout hair. What did my old roommate Amanda, not broadcast Amanda. What did the other Amanda used to call it? Blowout hair or something?
I don't know, but that was a mullet. This
is in the front part. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, to me, this season was just a complete waste with this final three.
Which is a shame because the Robin Sandra stuff was actually quite awesome.
Yeah, the Robin Sandra stuff was great. Janet was great. Elaine was great.
It had a lot of high hopes, but again, it started to pick up steam again, and then it fizzled with the final three. I'm getting feedback.
Oh no, you sound good over here, Jack.
Okay. All right.
But I will say too, Jack, your winner's pick, Lauren. I thought you had it.
I did too. In fact, I think. I think Nora made a mistake by picking, not taking Lauren with her.
No, I think Lauren would have won the game if Lauren makes the final.
Yeah, I think Lauren would have won too.
No, for me. Oh, mistake for me.
Yeah. Honestly, I am shocked. I am genuinely shocked that a woman didn't win this season, because Sandra said back in like episode 2, a woman is winning this season. And for them to include that line and it not be
and especially how they know, like, they knew the season was going to go,
knowing what was going to happen. Like, right. Is crazy.
But maybe it's just there to kind of give an F you to all you edit people.
No, but it's not even that. Like, that is something that hits a general population of Survivor over the head. Like, the queen is saying, you have marketed this woman to be the queen, whether or not you agree with it, but you have Survivor that is saying she is the queen, and she is going to say a woman is winning this season, and she's like calling her shot Babe Ruth style. And for it to not be that, like, that is just crazy to me.
Isn't it more Sandra calling herself the queen?
Sandra's the best, and she has a tiara that says the queen. And
well, let's see if she wins next season.
Okay, Jack, if she wins next season, we'll admit that she is in fact the freaking queen.
Well, right now she's the queen. She's won twice, and I don't know how she's won twice.
Well, she's clearly playing Survivor than a whole lot of other people.
JP's hearing the same feedback I'm hearing.
I turned off the extra sound or any possible extra sound. So are you still getting feedback, Jack?
Let me hear.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not getting it from me. It's coming from me.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
Because you're good to us, and I'm not getting any feedback.
Yeah, and we're okay, well, better. Because...
But if JP...
just JP and I know, so who cares?
Well, but I was just going to say, whatever we hear is what's going on the tape, so cool.
All right. I turned it down.
We have late, right?
I'll just deal with it.
Do you have the YouTube stream going?
I don't.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, so...
Is JP the only one in the chat?
Apparently.
No, I get nothing in JP, but...
So, finale. All right. Interesting episode. It ran simultaneously on CBS with the impeachment vote. So, that was quite distracting for, I think, everybody involved. It was distracting for Twitter, that's for sure. It was distracting for us. Which, I don't know, maybe CBS was like, thank you. We have a boring winner. It's always great to have exciting thing going on outside that we can cut to.
Well, the best thing is I got to meet my friend Major Finkier.
Yeah, that's classmate.
Yeah, so
for anybody who wasn't
sitting next to Nora O'Donnell, right?
Maybe for anybody who wasn't listening to the Married Man show back in 2007, circa 2007, 2008, and 2009, Jack and former Married Man host went to school with Major Garrett.
Major Fink Garrett.
And there's a story behind why he calls him Major Fink. I don't know. You'll have to become a patron and go back to the archives and listen to that. I don't know. It was great. It was a great story.
Or just text me and I'll let you know.
That too. Yeah. And by text, he means slip into his DMs.
But can we talk about
Survivor?
Jack's winner pick, Lauren.
Oh, so close.
So close, but I think, you know, she blew it with her getting so upset when she got picked. Like, why wouldn't, I mean.
She was emotional.
She's clearly the biggest threat. Like, I look at her game plan, I'm like, she's the winner. Like, if she makes the final three, she's winning. She's friends with everybody.
Just make the fire.
Like, Nora has to pick two people. There's only three people left. Wouldn't you think that you possibly could be one of the people? Like, you really trust Nora to, like, be, I don't know, just true to her word? Like, come on, it's Nora.
I said to Jay several times, I was like, oh my God, we had this Nora is a wild card storyline happening for literally the entire show. They have made it, like, the focal point of several votes now. Like, I really think that Nora's going to change her mind at the last minute. It's going to be Tommy and Dean, and that's how we get Lauren in the end, because we said a woman's going to win, and that's how Sandra's going to win. She's going to be that woman. And
so maybe the editors just played you, because you have been saying that this whole...
I have, and I did.
I'm agreeing with Colin. I thought that Nora was going to change her mind at the last second.
Because you don't know. So again... With Lauren, I think she should. I mean, she should just, instead of, I get it, it's emotional, you're so close, but you have to expect that's going to happen. You have 39 days. Same to Dean.
Fire. I would have practiced fire before she started the game. I'm definitely going to practice fire.
While you're there. It's got to kill some time, right? Just like try to learn how to make a fire. Like, come on.
And she was too, she didn't get the sticks high enough.
Yeah, she made the fire, but she didn't have like a structure.
Well, I think it just came down to, she said that she wasn't as confident in her fire making skills and they played her. And we, like, honestly, with the jury, like, we saw, like, oh, my God, Dean played Tommy. And then we had, like, Tommy played all of them. And we had all this questioning on Nora that I'm shocked that Nora didn't get at least one vote. I know that Laura, you know, Nora is somewhat of a crazy person, which I say with love. But, like, I don't know. I thought that for sure Lauren was going to win this season. I thought that, like, we had had this edit. And, like I said, it was going to be just, you know, oh, Nora is crazy and changes her mind. And she's going to get to the end. And they were going to, like, convince her, like, or Lauren was going to convince her that she shouldn't go to fire. Like, make it Tommy and Dean because of blah, blah, blah. And then Lauren was going to the end and Lauren was going to win. And that's kind of how I thought for the last, I don't know, 70 or 80 minutes of the show, I thought it was going to go down, but it didn't.
Well, I agree. When Nora won, I said Lauren's going to win. I thought for sure she'd take Lauren with her because she has been, her gameplay has been, but she really did make the right decision, but she still didn't get a vote. So,
well, again,
I still don't know how she didn't get a vote.
I think she didn't get a vote just because she made too many enemies, to be honest.
Yeah, I think she burned too many bridges.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So nobody would vote for her.
I mean, it's like to you. I mean, but you, this is your policy, Jack. When you talk about Russell and why he didn't win, like you can't
jury management, man.
You gotta have.
No, I always said I would vote for Russell.
Yes, you said that you would, but he had terrible. The rest of us said he had terrible jury management.
Oh, he did, but I'm going to vote for the best person. And I look at those three players. I'm like going.
I still probably go Tommy just because at least he was really savvy with his relationships.
Well, like they said, he was their guy.
Yeah.
Which also was interesting because I don't know if everybody was really saying that. Why the F didn't we see that the whole season? Why didn't we see that? Why was there?
And why weren't people smart enough to vote him out?
Right. I guess, like, good for him that everybody thought that, like Kim in One World, here's our obligatory One World reference. Like, if Kim in One World had everybody feeling that everybody was her number two to go, like, with them, at some point, don't you learn? Don't you, like, talk to other people and be like, Tommy promised me this.
Apparently
Tommy
not. Promised me
this. And, like, we saw the last few episodes that Lauren was like, Tommy promised me this. And Tommy promised me that. And then we saw Dean. Tommy promised me this. And, like, at one point, like, nobody's conferring with each other to be like, hey.
They're like the people
on Oz. Tell us these things.
But the people. I do give your JP that chocolate cake did look good.
Did look good.
I was craving chocolate cake. I said, That is great. He gives us chocolate cake. Forget that. That's a Bill Cosby thing. So
I don't think you can quote that one anymore, Jack.
I know. God, I feel bad.
Yeah.
I used to sing it, though, to you kids.
I know, but you can't anymore.
Damn Bill Cosby.
I did love. Did you watch Recon Up this weekend?
All right, keep this going. Weekend?
I have not seen it. No, I've not seen it.
Oh, well, it was.
Eddie Murphy's on this week, right?
He is Eddie Murphy's hosting this Saturday. I'm going to stay up and watch it live.
I don't know if I can watch it live. I'll have to watch it on the next day. But
It streams on NBC.com, I think.
Oh, does it?
I think. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, Eddie Murphy on NBC.
JP said that I thought that most of the jury Dean had swayed most of the jury, but lost them in the final moments.
Yeah, like I feel like he had some momentum, and then it just kind of crashed with the rain.
Well, when he got called out for saying he never promised anybody, and then boom, even Karishma called him out.
Yep, that was it. It was like a house of cards came tumbling down.
Yeah, I mean, at the end, I guess, whatever. Tommy is a winner. Woo! Yeah.
It was a promising season. It got derailed because of the Dan thing, and we should probably talk about that. At least they did address it.
So Dan and Jack didn't show up. What was up with that?
Jack, you mean Elizabeth and Jack.
Elizabeth was there.
I thought Elizabeth wasn't there.
No, Elizabeth and Missy were there. I saw them.
Her hair. Okay. Was there. Was there. Elizabeth
Wait,
was there.
Elizabeth was in the jury. Was she in the actual group? Maybe she wasn't.
I did not see Elizabeth there.
I'm trying to think now. I don't remember if I saw her. And I remember seeing her with the jury. I don't remember if I saw her in the crowd. JP, maybe you can confirm with us.
I know Jack wasn't there. And he's living with...
Jamal.
Jamal,
yeah.
They pointed out how he wasn't there. Oh, yeah, right. Elizabeth and Jack did not show up.
So.
Wow. I didn't realize Elizabeth wasn't there.
They didn't call it out.
Well, because you didn't have this look from Elizabeth.
Yeah. Well, you can. I guess I can see why Elizabeth didn't show up, because she's got this book to promote. She's faced a lot of criticism for.
She has a book?
She does.
What's the book called?
How to put the Me Too movement back 10 years?
There were a lot of people, like, we criticized the three of us that it was like, okay, Survivor's a game. So do you care more about $1 million versus doing the right thing? And that is something I think in society right now we are actually facing as a country, that very crisis. Do you care about doing the right thing, or do you care about winning?
And I
gotta be honest, I've pretty much done the right thing my whole life. If I had it to do over again, I'd do the $1 million.
Well, good for you. However, you don't know that, because Elizabeth clearly chose.
No, I know that now.
Well, you've done the right thing according to you. So that's just your opinion.
Yeah, that's
man.
True.
Well, I'm just saying, I just, by this scale of, you know, yay, that's a good thing. No, that's a bad thing. I think overall, I'm on the scale of the good things.
Yeah, so it's not the universe's fault that you're just bad at everything.
Yeah, maybe a few bad things, but you know, most, yeah. Overall.
It's not the universe's fault. You, like, skipped most of your high school classes and just didn't, you know.
Hey, unfortunately, it was sunny in San Diego.
Yeah, so.
Really, there were Padre Day games. What do you want me to do?
It's not that you did all the good things and didn't win out. It's just that, you know, San Diego ruined you. So, really, it's San Diego's fault.
I should have grown up here in Raleigh.
Yeah, right?
Because what am I going to do?
In class, you would have studied hard. You
know, maybe, I don't know about that.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, well. Maybe it's just you then.
you got to be interested when you're studying. It's like,
while you guys are talking, I had a brief Google search, and it seems like it's too soon after the finale to really get a definitive quote from Elizabeth. But the speculation is that she stayed away because of the backlash from the Kelly vote off. However, that does not speak to why Jack was already voted off by that point.
I think Jack didn't show up because he was embarrassed by the fact that he gave the speech. Hey, none of us have made our decision yet, so make it clear, make it go, do your best, and we'll decide, because none of us really have made our decision on who we're going to vote for.
JP said, kudos to Kelly for shutting down Dan's apology that he waited until last night to issue to her and not months ago.
Right.
I missed that.
Yeah, so Dan issued an apology, but it was like one of those knowledge apologies, like, I'm sorry if I made you mad kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. But I actually was on a blog today reading an article that was fairly, like, neutral about tonight's finale, kind of, like, you know, presented what was going to happen and what made awkward. It wasn't, like, you know, the big partisan kind of, like, blog thing. And so in the comments of that was somebody who commented, hey, I work in the industry, and I actually know Dan's name from coming up throughout the years. And never once was it that he was, like, some good guy. It was always like, that guy's an a-hole, or that guy is whatever. So I guess take that with a grain of salt, because, you know, the internet, you can never verify whether or not somebody's identity.
You don't suddenly become become who you are.
Exactly, Jack. You don't become who you are. Like, you don't all of a sudden,
yeah.
All of a sudden just do something.
Have a problem touching people.
And yeah, right. And it's not like something that hasn't followed you around. But yeah. I just thought it was interesting that, like, people were coming out in comments of random blogs anonymously to be like,
It's like suddenly I can't do the wrong thing.
They had a account, so, like, there was, like, a picture attached to it or whatever. They just, you know, had a screen name. Whereas I'm very unoriginal on my Discus account, and mine is Colleen84. But, you know, this person had, like, an account but had a picture or whatever. But it was very interesting, though, just to, like you said, you don't just overnight become a jerk. And that's, you know, something to think about, right? Like,
he's, like I said, he doesn't even know what he's doing is wrong, because he's gotten away with it for so long.
But that doesn't make it right.
No, I'm not saying it makes it right. I'm just saying that's his attitude.
No, it's wrong.
It's like going with Jeff Varner, who's still defending him.
Oh, God. Jeff Varner, shut the F up.
I mean, I call out Brett Barnett on Twitter because he was calling out people going, oh, sure, you have two people following you. Oh, you have three people following you. Why are that? So I called him out. He ignored me.
Yeah. F Jeff Varner. He was in Mario's, the Zoe Lobster Shock Facebook group the other day doing like an AMA, and it was disgusting. Like some of his things, like, okay, we get it. Yeah, maybe there were things that were edited out that might have made your thing less awkward, but don't sit there and scream that you're a victim, because at the end of the day, you're a big boy who knew that maybe outing somebody as transsexual is not transgender, I'm sorry, is not the way to go, Jeff Varner. So
again, former fan favorite to go.
You're a big boy who did something wrong, so just apologize and move on.
Shut up.
Like, shut up. Nobody wants to be more. I'm sorry. And you know who is sitting there and defending him as a part of that same thread? Everybody's favorite dead grandma. What's his name? Johnny Fairplay.
Wow.
Two of them, like, and I was just like, all right, I am so out.
No, I think that with Jeff Varner is he blames production. He said it. He did it.
Like, yeah,
I mean,
but you got a bad edit. Oh my God, you got a bad edit. Sure, okay. I believe two things can be true. You got a bad edit, and you also opened your big mouth and said something. So
again, you went from fan favorite to dumbass in a matter of seconds. I mean, it just what bothers me most of all, and I've tweeted him a few times, and he just ignores me. He didn't watch the first episode.
No,
he didn't watch. He didn't watch all this season until it
all went down.
Yeah, he was wanted to see the first episode. Well, dumbass, go watch the first episode.
I agree. I totally agree.
But it's funny how he completely. I don't know if he blocked me because he was blocking. He actually videotaped him blocking people. On Twitter.
Got, ladies and gentlemen, this is a 6-year-old man. So,
yeah.
I don't know. How
I'm 57. I would never videotape myself blocking people.
I know he's too old to be doing that. Like, I know that to be true.
So people were actually sending him stuff to get blocked.
It's like a game. It's like a bingo game.
But I said, just shut the Jeff.
Anyway, let's talk about the other things in this. How about the SIA Awards? I thought that was really cool. Janet, Elaine, Jamal.
Jamal's like going.
He's okay. Like, why did I get 12,000?
Well, he had 15,000.
15,000. The rest of you got 100,000. But you know what?
Hey, so it's something better than nothing.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was great that they were recognized. I think that all three of them being recognized for that by SIA basically ensures that they're at least going to go for another season, right? Even though Survivor might not be around for that much longer.
I think Survivor will survive because I think the next season will be really interesting. And
I think the next season is going to be great.
I think the apology was enough, I guess, to...
It was all right. Like, I felt bad for Kelly. I felt bad she was kind of out there by herself.
She looked very nervous.
And to me, I was like, she feels so alone. Why doesn't she have, like, her castmates with her, maybe? Like,
yeah, I agree. I didn't like that at all.
But see, I have a different perspective. Maybe her castmates didn't make her feel safe.
Maybe. But then have her family there. Have some, I don't know. Like,
yeah, you're right. Have her family. But I could imagine, based on social media, that perhaps, and rumors that perhaps, she didn't feel safe talking about it around her castmates. But you're right. Maybe have her mom there sitting there with her. Yeah. It's very powerful.
So was she talking when there was nobody on the stage?
Or maybe they were behind the curtain. I don't know. But yeah, I think it was just the two of them on the screen.
Or
on the screen, but I was wondering, I mean, why wouldn't Janet be there? I mean, have Janet by her side and Jamal.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's where I kind of felt.
I know.
One problem I had with it is that she was there by herself, and you could tell she was uncomfortable, and you could tell she was nervous. And sure, Jeff is saying, "Tell me, you can tell me, it's fine."
You know, Jeff. But you could tell Jeff was trying to make her feel more comfortable, and he was sort of succeeding, but he wasn't fully succeeding, which is understandable. I mean, I am a person that gets very nervous very mm-hmm. easily. For example, I frequently have to introduce people for like speakers for programs that I put on in my job. And, you know, six, seven, 8 years ago, I used to get very nervous doing it. And then I eventually got comfortable. And now I go up there and I don't even prepare for it. So, like, you know, whatever. I feel like Kelly was kind of in that same, you know, space where she was kind of thrown in and didn't know quite what to say that was going to reach all of the people versus, you know, trying to like alienate people. And you're right, Jay, they should have had like Janet there, somebody like that Jeff could pivot to and be like, thank you for speaking up on behalf of these women and Kelly.
Because like, there was never any
like Janet, you are moment. A hero for yeah. doing that. You know, okay. The lesson that she took away that night was, oh, maybe I shouldn't get involved. And there was no, I think it's just as important to recognize the people that speak up for the victims as well as the victims, because the people that speak up are the people that are going to be the ones that change the system. Like if you don't have a whistleblower, if you don't have anybody that's saying, hey, this isn't right, then what is not right continues.
Yep. Because, yeah, I get they had the moment with Janet when she got voted out, but she never had another moment aside from the Sia getting $100,000, which I would assume Sia giving that to Janet was because, you know, she was, you know, a hero of the season. And to not have her be able to speak to it as well and to positively reaffirm or, you know, Janet's actions, I think was a miss.
Again, you have Janet and Jamal up there who I think both handled it really well. With her, and I think she'd been a lot more comfortable with it. Again, CBS dropped the ball again.
Yep.
They did. In the chat, JP says, kudos to Kelly for shutting down Dan's apology that he waited until last night's issue. From the web, rumored couple Elizabeth and Jack reportedly declined the invitation. Because Elizabeth has received a lot of backlash from the situation, including death threats.
Shouldn't receive death threats.
Nobody should receive death threats in this particular situation. And then JP also says it felt like they were really putting her on the spot, almost like she didn't expect it. Kelly. Jeff just, you know, did the hand the mic over to her thing. I don't know about that. Like, I can't imagine that she wasn't at least given some warning. But I don't know. As far as the actual finale goes, does anybody have any thoughts on the gameplay itself? Or
let's have these be the final thoughts because we should get to listener feedback soon.
Yeah. It is getting kind of late. Yep, it started kind of late, though.
Final thoughts.
Yeah.
I think the three that made it, I mean, I never criticize people that made it because they make it to the end. But I'd like to have seen Janet. But again, I think she made a mistake with telling Tommy about her idol. She was too trusting. Nora, I thought, should have got a vote, at least one vote. I don't know. But Dean, I thought, waited too long to make his move. I think if he started playing the game a little more into the, you know, a little more than he did. And then Tommy, I thought, had a terrible, terrible final travel, but he won.
Not only that, but then, like, giving Dean the immunity idol, essentially.
Oh, that was hilarious.
But Dean,
but wasn't he terrible in his answers? He just was terrible. But yet the jury that was undecided,
but then they
gave him the,
I don't know. Like, yeah. Whatever. It is what it is. Yeah, my thoughts on this season, that final three, the whole damn thing, like, it's just, this is the last season. There were some really brilliant moments, some really brilliant players that it I really was. Enjoyed watching.
We but, remember that, like, just what? A mere, like, 7 weeks ago, the do-rag conversation happened.
Right.
The feminism conversation happened. Like, there were so many moments that it just sucks that it got so overshadowed. But I think that in Survivor history, as many seasons as it has, you know, moving forward, I think that people will remember Island of the Idols because of what happened now and use it. I hope we'll use it in part of their, you know, discussion and it won't go forgotten versus a season like Heroes versus Hustlers versus whatever it was where Ben won.
Painters.
Or the season that Ryan and Chrissy, was that the same one as Ben? Like, there's been a couple of seasons recently where I'm struggling to like remember the final three. So I do think that this, I hope that the lessons learned in this season will, you know, be lessons learned, but yep. who knows?
Exactly.
This is American 2019.
All right. Well, let's close out our thoughts, and now let's go to what you all thought with some listener feedback. All right, Colleen, what do you got for us?
Okay, so our first bit of email. Are we doing feedback? Commercial break, by the way?
Yes, 35:30.
Okay, we're doing a commercial break now. All right, our first bit of feedback. I know you're not editing that, so I just really started for everybody about 15 times. Sorry about that.
Our first listener feedback.
So this is from last week. It is from a listener, Lynette. And she says...
I don't have anything for Lynette.
Lynette from Phoenix says, "Hello, everyone. I was very sad to see Elaine leave, especially since she was so close to solving the puzzle." That's right. She was.
She was.
"I really hope to see her again in an all-star season. Really can't believe that Dean won the coin toss to win the nullifier and then wins immunity. Oh, girl, neither can we." Just imagine if he didn't. Imagine if
DK the villain.
If he didn't write, I think Elaine might have won, or at least gotten to four. I just feel like he doesn't deserve to be there. I hope he gets what he deserves with that legacy advantage. Same girl, same. Finally, I'm so happy that Dan is out. After seeing Elaine voted out, I got really worried that Dan would be final three. Did not want that to happen, and I am so glad that they finally removed him from the game. Love listening to you all. Lynette from Phoenix.
We didn't mention that what Jeff said. He said that some of the listeners said, some of the contestants said, we kept Dan because we knew he couldn't win.
Which also makes it really crappy.
I agree. I've said 100 times. I said what they all should have done, and what they try to do is, okay, we're going to vote Dan out this week, and then we'll start playing the game again.
Right. Yeah. And you could have done that like weeks ago. You picked your own personal gain over whatever. And you know what?
Well, that's when we assumed that was going to happen.
I think is that reinforces Dan's like ego, right? Because like, yeah. I can't be that bad. I'm still in the game.
Exactly.
It perpetuates the problem.
You know what? Honestly, Dan probably would have made final three if he hadn't done his little like touching shtick again, which maybe we'll find out about eventually. Maybe we won't. But like, Elizabeth went out, Missy went out, Lauren went out in the end. Like, nobody that was involved in that ended up staying in. And Dan only went as far as he did because he got pulled from the game because he did it again. So maybe that should be a lesson for everybody that's saying Survivor is a microcosm of real life. Maybe that's their lesson, is don't do that in real life. Stand up for people who are saying that. Or at least believe them and don't enable the person that is perpetuating that behavior.
Amen. Amen. What other feedback do we have, Colleen?
Victoria. And she says, Janet didn't win after she left. I kind of stopped caring.
Yeah, I feel like same here.
Same girl, same. Jay definitely checked out. I was like, pay attention. I think this is going to be important. He was like, meh. And he was right. He was like, I'm going to go back to arguing with people on Facebook. And I was like, never a good use of your time, but cool. After she left, I kind of kept caring. I had Tommy as my pick to win it, but unfortunately, I was underwhelmed by his gameplay. I'm not going to make it to the reunion. So the reunion, is what she means. I will be waiting. There you go. I will be waiting to hear the podcast. For me, the final three is just a bunch of goats. And I guess the one with the most moves was Dean. I think she's kind of right there, right? Out of the three of them that was left, Nora had some moves, but Nora's moves had zero strategy. So if you're going for somebody that like had moves,
but I think she did have strategy. She just wasn't communicating it. I think she deserves some votes. I'm upset.
I think she deserves some votes, but I don't know if she deserves to win, but because she didn't have the social game. They hated her socially from the beginning. And that's a shame because I feel like Nora is somebody that I would like to get one beer with at 5 o'clock and then go back to my home at 5:45 and be done with her. Like
Hashtag truth.
Yeah. Whereas like, you know, I don't dislike her in real life, but I also don't want her like blowing up my phone after 5:45 when I leave the bar after one.
Oh, year. She was ready to marry Dean. And that's...
Yeah, I know, right? So I don't know. That's my impression of Nora, but I actually don't dislike Nora. Finishing up though, I could care less who wins between these final three and found it hilarious that Dean compared himself to Jordan and Bird. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is funny because most people in the jury are like, who?
I feel like Michael Jordan. Everyone knows Michael Jordan. And Larry Bird, too, is a pretty.
I get it. Most of these young kids wouldn't know.
Oh.
It's very presumptive of you, Jack.
I'm just saying.
sorry. I'm losing my voice.
I don't have anything else, but we have one more email.
Let's get to that email.
All right. She says, happy season 40 preview.
Elizabeth Who's this from? Jack,
Mandy.
Mandy?
Elizabeth and Jack aren't at the finale and are dating. Which of these two is more shocking? Okay, well, I didn't know they were dating except for that article that we referenced like 20 minutes ago. I didn't know they were dating. Good for Elizabeth.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Why are Rob and Sandra gone? We need them in the box for two more tribals. Yeah, I actually wonder that too. I think that this season was genuinely robbed the experience of Sandra and Rob, Boss and Rob, in the
give them a vote in the tribal. Give them a
exactly.
vote.
Exactly. And why? And they should have been. They should have been at. They should have been at the final tribal.
Yeah. Why weren't they?
And give them a vote.
This season was named after them. They were the gimmick. Like, don't even. I don't even.
Why think have them in every vote? Single tribal if you weren't going to have them be a voter at the end?
I don't care if they're a voter at the end, but they should have been there giving commentary at the end, or at least acting as like the lead prosecution for each. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, why weren't they there? That is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A flaw in the design, in my opinion. If they want to come back and make this right, I will gladly watch them for another season because, oh my God. If we had another Island of the Idols, who do you guys think if they couldn't do Rob and Sandra because they wanted to?
Richard and what's her name? From Worlds Apart or whatever.
Oh, Kim.
Yeah, Richard and Kim.
Oh, I Hatch love Kim.
Hatch and Kim.
I don't know.
I'd bring in Michelle.
Not come back. I feel like, what, who?
Michelle.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
She is
the key back. Is not to go to tribal.
The key is to just sit there and do nothing.
Don't be fair. That is the ultimate survival strategy, right? Don't go to tribal. It really
you have control over that.
You survive the zombie apocalypse by not going up against a zombie, because at some point statistically you're going to lose. I'm just saying.
I think you'd have to have Tina on there, right? Tina.
I feel like Tina and
no, have Keith.
Stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan. Just get a plan. Stick to it. Stick to the plan.
Honestly, like who would I like? I maybe it doesn't even have to be winner, right? Like it could be like Jonathan Penner. Like it could be literally
Tony Man.
Personality. I don't think he would come back as an idol. I'm just using him as a sample of personality.
No, you don't bring Penner the phony back.
Really, Penner? You're gonna criticize Penner over Jeff Varner.
I've really slammed Jeff Varner, so I don't think I could.
Penner is
Penner's a phony too.
Jack is like, I don't know. Jeff Varner doesn't follow me on Twitter anymore, so we've got beef.
No, he still follows me. I could he just ignored me. I had too many followers on Twitter for him to insult. So.
All right.
Oh yeah, continue on. I'm sorry.
Please.
We all cried that Queen Janet is gone. The Dean and Nora love story is so amazing. I love her so much. That would have also been kind of crazy if they had like shown up to the finale and like started making out, which would be a very Nora thing to do.
But what's funny when she's giving her confessional and Dean's over there stretching, she stops.
I know the whole thing. Like they are.
Oh my god! There's Dean stretching.
We are on the Mandy and her kids are on the Anyone But Tommy train tonight. Nora knowing where
well
yeah, it did not work well for either of you, any of you, all three of you. Nora knowing where she's going, what she's going to do, but not telling is so Nora, and I'm here for it. Maddie looks at me, that's her daughter, and says, it would be hilarious if Nora decides to take Lauren and then Dean beats Tommy after he taught him fire. God, I love this kid, and I've succeeded at parenting. Yes, you have. Fire making sucks. I love that Nora made Final Trouble Council. Anything you can do, I can do better. I'm dead. I'm not wrong. If we had to have another guy win, why couldn't it be Ding Dean? Yeah. If we're going for the microcosm of society, Dean probably should have won. I guess it's not terrible that we have a winner who didn't win immunities, have advantages, find idols, or go to Island the Idol, but I still wish that it was Nora. All I have to say about the finale is to be a peacock, peacock. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that moment from the reunion. She was like, to be a cock, I mean peacock. Very Nora. Love you all. Thanks for another amazing season of coverage. See you for season 40. And then she has a postscript. The Sia Money segment got its own segment. I want to cry at Elaine and Janet's reaction. Sia is such an amazing human being.
Can we? I forgot to mention that Tom is since Tommy's colorblind, does he not know he has red hair? just curious.
What he has teal hair.
Yeah. Now, can we talk about the upcoming season, right?
Yes. So,
what's the tokens?
I don't know. I don't know about that, but we know that it is the.
It's like I have enough Bitcoin to keep myself safe this week, or whatever.
We know that it is the much, much, much looked forward to since I started watching Survivor back in the mid early 20s. It is, we have had rumors of an all winner season. We finally that all winner season. The cast is up on EW.com, so it is no longer a spoiler. And I guess if you really don't want to be spoiled, you can stop listening here, but it's going to come back on February 12th, 2020 on CBS. And, we've got like everyone. It's called Battle of the Champions. We've got Ethan from Survivor Africa, Sandra, Amber, Danny Boatwright from Guatemala, Yule from Cook Islands, Parvati, who I applaud for going back because she is a young baby, and I don't know if I could have left my kids at that point. So, like, good for
$2 million.
That's a good point. Boston Rob, Sophie from South Pacific. Kim Spradlin from One World, who I really, my gut says they probably get rid of her early because she's just such a damn good player, but I love her. Denise from Philippines, Tyson is back, Tony is back, Natalie from San Juan del Sur, Jeremy is back, Michelle is back, that's you guys' favorite player. Adam Klein is back from Millennials versus Gen X. Sarah from Game Changers is back. Ben from I'm Gonna Find an Idol Under My Pillow is back. Wendell, Nick from David versus Goliath is back. And I think I have covered all of them. So it's going to be a good season. I definitely have clear allegiances to some of these over others. And I can't wait.
If Michelle wins, which would be her second win, and she beats everybody, including Sandra, is she now the queen?
No, she's the princess.
Not she beat Sandra.
No, she would be Her Royal Highness Michelle. Just like Queen Elizabeth is still Queen Elizabeth, and Prince Charles is His Royal Highness Prince Charles. Like, hello.
But if you beat the queen,
until Sandra abdicates that throne, she is still the queen.
Okay.
I am just saying.
All right. Well, yeah. That is a good place to go to our final tally vote. A lot of stuff on the line here, but
I started out great, to say.
You did, Jack. I thought you had it.
So late. It's after midnight.
Janet, we had pre-merge across the way, so no points. And Lauren, we had final three across the board, so no points.
So close.
Had points. And then for who we thought was going home in what order at the five vote, Colleen had Dean, no points. I had Lauren, no points. And Jack had Janet. You get a point, Jack.
Oh!
At four, we all had Tommy, no points. At three, Colleen had Nora. Colleen gets a point. I had Nora. I get a point. And Jack had Dean. So we all have a point.
Wait, you did four?
That's three.
Three.
Right. At two, Colleen had Janet. No points. I had Dean. That's a point. And Jack had Nora. No points.
She just could have got some votes.
Lauren, Janet, and Lauren were our winner picks, so no points there. So I got two. Colleen, Jack got one, so let me put those in. Colleen, you got one. And then I won. None of our winner picks won. And for the first time in the history of the tally game, we have a tie.
What? I tied with you.
Colleen and I tie as winners of this season. Colleen,
should we thumb war? Should we thumb war over it because we're live?
No, it's fine. I don't mind sharing. I don't mind sharing.
I have a weird thumb. It cracks when I move
with
it.
With you. Because I would beat you at a thumb war contest.
No, you wouldn't.
I would totally beat you. It's not even fair.
That's pretty sexist.
I know. I was gonna say,
it's not sexist.
Really...
I just it's sexist. You at thumb wars.
That sounds very braggadocious.
Okay. You want to play?
Super braggadocious. Epialidocious.
Okay, let's thumb war it.
Make sure it's on camera.
It's all done. We'll thumb war this on camera. Sorry for the people that aren't on camera.
Luckily, JP showed up for this.
I know. Okay. Go.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war.
Fine. 1, 2. Come on, hurry up. It's like 12:30.
1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war.
4. I declare a thumb war. No. No, you didn't lose. No. Ow. 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 You're pulling.
I win. Suck it. I win.
He didn't win. He cheated.
It's fine. Colleen, we can share it. co-champions this year. See, I told you I was going to win. There's no reason to do the thumb war. Next season, we'll not only give nothing as a prize, we'll give double that nothing as the winner.
Twice as nothing.
All right, that's it for this episode. I want to thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thanks to all of our patrons. Thank you to JP for being our lone person in the audience. Thank you, everybody, listening this season. We'll see you for the 40th season of Survivor. Winner takes all. Until next time, hasta luego and good.
I like JP. Yay, lucky me.
Bye. Happy holidays, everybody. See you next year.
Happy holidays.
Talk tomorrow, JP.
Bye.